passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Cadoan Mound State Historic Site in Alto, Texas, preserves the cultural importance of the Caddo Indian lifestyle. The tribe lived in the Nacogdoches area for approximately 500 years.
This is about as far west as they traveled into Texas. Not a very aggressive type tribe, just more agricultural, day-to-day living. They had what they called a barrow pit. That's where they gathered their soil and carried it in baskets directly to the mounds. They were mound builders, and that's what they were known for.
Jennifer Price is site manager at Cadoan Mounds.
Basically, this site here was important because it held more of an elite status of the tribe, and it was a very high trade area. We have actually three historical mounds here, the burial mound, religious ceremonial mound, and we have what we just call Mound B, but it's where they housed the elite tribe members.
Visitors may explore artifacts and replicas dating back as far as 1,000 years at the Cadoan Interpretive Museum and Trail Tour next month.
I'm always promoting the local schools and the people around town and local communities to come enjoy, because you might actually leave with a new perspective on local history that surrounds you.
The museum and trail tour is Friday, March 3rd from 9 to noon. Admission is $2. Details about this and other historic sites are on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. We had research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.